Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the 2017 College of Pro Players Platform Show. We're down here at the 2017 Reese's Senior Bowl with one of the top prospects, and that's Ezra Robinson. Ezra, what's it like being down here so far? You get the real taste of NFL life.
Bo, man, I can't even lie, man. It's kind of stressful at first, you know, doing all these interviews and different things like that. But once you get the hang of it, man, it's kind of fun. It's exciting. You know, it's like taking that new platform in your life.
Yeah.
It's a very exciting process.
For you, I mean, have you been playing since a young age?
Yeah, I've been playing since I was 4 years old, man. So football's my blood.
So was Ezra Robinson that kid? Like Ezra Robinson left touchdown, Ezra Robinson up the middle, right touchdown?
Nah, man.
No?
Ezra Robinson as a younger, I mean, he wasn't really, I'm saying, the greatest player always, you
okay.
know? So that kind of gave me the motivation to work hard and, you know, become one of the great players, you know?
Yeah. When do you, I mean, leaving high school, I mean, obviously you get the college offers and, you know, things, you know, progress from there. But once you get to the college landscape, when do you kind of get the idea that this can become a reality? Because, you know, every kid that suits up wants to get, you know, the Sunday that if you're there on Saturday.
I mean, honestly, it still hasn't become a reality yet, you know, until I get that team jersey, you know. So it's still kind of living out the dream, you know, trying to make it reality, you know.
For you, I mean, is there a game, though? I mean, while you're on college campus, when do you start thinking, hey, I can do this at the next level? I mean, do you have some great games against great opponents? Do your coaches just saying, hey, you know, team such and such asked about you? I mean, there has to be some point, you know, because you know there's guys, play college football, you know that there's guys on your team that have no shot at being here.
I mean, I feel like everybody has a shot,
yeah.
You know, I always thought I had a shot,
okay.
You know, everybody has the opportunity to make it here, you know, that's why I feel like it's not a reality yet, you know what I'm saying, until I put that jersey on, because you know, who knows what's going to happen, you know, only God knows. So I just give it my all, you know what I'm saying, put it in God's hand, and that's all I can do.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Ezra Robinson here on the C2P. If you folks missed any of this show in its entirety, you can always check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then, you know, we always feature his draft bio page. We'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about Ezra as he makes his path towards the next level. For you, I mean, kind of take us inside the nooks and crannies of your game. I mean, if you're in the film with these scouts that are out here in the lobby right now, what are they going to love? What do you bring to the position that, you know, kind of pops on tape?
Well, Bo, scouts love my speed, they always say, you know, and they love my play recognition, you know, how I recognize the play, and they love, like, how I come up and, you know, in the run game on my side, at least, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They talk about my pursuit angle and stuff, so I'm working on that.
Nice, nice. And does anything go unnoticed? I mean, and I ask this because it could be, you know, the system you ran, it could be leadership qualities, game film study, maybe you're a wicked witch in the... Hey, what's up, Jeff? Maybe you're a wicked witch in the weight room. I mean, what do these scouts like Jeff from the Bears need to know about you that makes you special that they won't see on film?
I'm a film junkie, man.
Yeah?
I'm a film junkie, man. I get it on my iPad whenever I can, you know. Sometimes take it over homework, you know, that's a bad thing. But, you know, sometimes just sit at home, get on my iPad, just watch film.
Nice.
And I fall asleep.
Wow, that's great. This is one of my favorite questions if we get a film junkie kid. Take us through, you've been on your iPad, you've been skipping homework, but you're doing your football homework.
Yeah.
Saturday rolls around, and Ezra's diagnosing the play, boom, and what you saw on film comes to fruition, and you make a play.
Oh, man, it's like it's a euphoria moment. It's like, man, it's like you've seen it in your mind, and it manifests to reality. It's like it's the greatest feeling ever. It's like what you've done and what you watched didn't go in vain.
Any game-changing plays come to mind? For that film? You know what I mean? Where
you're playing Eastern Kentucky, you know, they ran a go and an out route, and they ran it back-to-back, and then they tried to motion into it the second time, had a pick six, you know, touchdown, so that was kind of exciting.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Ezra Robinson here on the C2P. Do you get comparisons or anybody? Anyone you patting yourself after?
I would say Marcus Peters.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a film junkie, and he's very athletic. But he makes the game easy by watching film and jumping routes. So nice. I would like to compare myself to him because I'm a film junkie.
Yeah.
And I may be athletic, but you know, I don't have to use my athleticism all the time because I do watch film.
Yeah, and you got fantastic size. What do you think you'll weigh in more?
I honestly don't know. Probably 185, 186 maybe.
You look about 195, I'd say.
Maybe, man.
You don't look. Yeah.
Maybe, man. I've been working out at Bomarito's. He's been getting me right down there, so. I mean, hopefully 190, that would be great, man.
Pete Bomarito does a fantastic job. I'm curious, how long you've been working down at Pete's and how much of a change have you seen in yourself?
Man, I've been down there for about 3 weeks and I've seen a dramatic change in myself. Like, when I first went in, I was probably barely scratching the surface of 180. Literally, man, and, like, over the weeks, I just, with the meal plan and the workouts and different things that we do, the regen, and I just noticed a dramatic change in my body as far as like how I feel as well.
Yeah. You look in the mirror a little bit more now?
Yeah, man. No, I'm playing.
No. Excellent stuff. Once again, Ezra Robinson here on the C2P. Ezra, we always like to throw a couple goofy, lighthearted questions your way at the end of the show. Is that all right?
That's fine.
You're probably thinking this whole show's been goofy, but right. No, it's all good. This question, you guys, I think like to answer the most. Female celebrities. If you could take anyone out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Ariana Grande.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Very nice. Nice. And I know Mook and Brian, and they've been working together a long time, and I know them. What's it like working with those guys? And what tedious, funny thing makes you laugh about one of those two guys? Do they do anything?
Brian's a funny guy, man. Brian's a hilarious guy, man. He texts all the time, and he's just like, it's like one of the guys, you know, that's how he texts me. I find it kind of funny because he's like an older gentleman,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And he's a cool laid back dude.
Yeah.
It just kind of makes me laugh a little bit.
Yeah, they're grinders, man.
Yeah,
they get after it. For you, we've been working with Eric Dorsey from Illustrative Creations. He paints the cleats. Being the shoes out, when the cleats.
I mean, I've seen like custom made cleats, but
yeah.
I've never known the man who did it.
Oh, well, there's a few, but he's one of the best, and we've been working with him. But if you could get any of yours themed out, what would you want on them?
Probably a cheetah, because I'm fast.
Nice. Oh, those would come out nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I could say there's a pro day or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Good mindset. Excellent, man. And one more question, not so much lightheaded, but besides your speed, what kind of impact do you want to have down here in practice this week?
I want to show scouts that I can tackle and that I'm not as lazy as I look on film sometimes in pursuit to the ball. Seriously, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, but that's all I really want to show them.
Excellent stuff. Awesome, man. Once again, Ezra Robinson, what a great moment, man. Kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.